The rain slashes against the grimy window of Patricia Clock's office, casting shadows that dance like specters across the cracked plaster walls. Kathy Rhodes sits rigid in her chair, her hands twisted together in her lap, her conservative navy skirt hiked just enough to reveal a sliver of pale thigh. The air smells of stale coffee and desperation. Patricia leans back in her chair, her sharp eyes appraising Kathy over the rim of a half-empty glass of whiskey. "Traffic was a bitch, huh?" Patricia drawls, her voice a gravelly whisper that cuts through the tension. "And the snowstorm ain't helping," Kathy flinches, her voice barely above a murmur. "Yeah, it was bad." Her words trail off like smoke, dissolving into the heavy air. Patricia sets her glass down with a thunk. "I get it, Mrs. Rhodes. You want to get to business, right? No time for small talk." Kathy nods, her jaw clenched. "Yes. Please. You love your husband, yes?" Patricia's tone is blunt, almost cruel. Kathy's eyes dart to the floor, her voice trembling. "Yes, I do." Patricia hesitates, her fingers drumming on the desk. "Then you need to hear this. Jake's been seeing other women. Multiple women." Kathy's breath catches, her chest rising sharply. "No," she whispers, more to herself than to Patricia. "I've got the proof," Patricia continues, sliding a manila envelope across the desk. "Photos, videos, the whole nine yards." Kathy waves a hand dismissively, her face pale. "I don't need to see them." "What now?" Patricia asks, her voice low and probing. Kathy laughs, a brittle sound that shatters in the silence. "What now? I don't know. I have to confront him eventually. I can't even think of the words." Patricia leans forward, her eyes glinting with something Kathy can't quite place. "You can confront him right now. He's downstairs. Knows you're here. Knows why." "Here? Right now?" Kathy's voice cracks, her shock evident. Patricia nods, her expression unreadable. "He's waiting, but it's your call." "With all due respect," Kathy says, her voice steadying, "this is way past your boundaries. I only paid you to spy on him." Patricia holds up a hand. "Hear me out. I'm not just here to expose him. I'm here to help you save your marriage, if you want to." Kathy's eyes narrow, suspicion warring with curiosity. "And how do you plan to do that?" Patricia stands, her tall frame casting a long shadow across the room. "Follow me." Downstairs, the air grows colder, heavier. The scent of leather and sweat hangs like a shroud. Patricia leads Kathy to a dungeon, the walls lined with chains and whips, the floor slick with something Kathy doesn't want to identify. In the center of the room sits a large black box on wheels, about 6 feet tall, its surface gleaming under the dim light. "What the hell is that?" Kathy asks, her voice shaking.